Putting a stop to telemarketing calls is already tough now. With much of our lives accessible online, the same problem has translated to how we are tracked on the web. But as KCBS's Dan Mitchinson reports, there may be a way to fight back.
Everywhere we go online, we're tracked. And while there's no way to escape it, there are some things you can do to slow it down.
It really kind of comes down into two kind of buckets. Like, one is what we do with the data we have of hours that's already out there, and what we do with the data that we're creating.
Tim Herrera wrote a guide on how to fight back against being tracked online. He's a fan of a website called simpleoptout.com.
What this website does is offer links to ways to opt out of the tracking for many of the websites that we already use, like PayPal, like Apple, like Amazon, like Microsoft.
And no, there's no way to completely erase your history from the web, but Herrera tells me, don't be passive and do nothing.
There's only so much regulation, and companies really don't have an incentive to take the effort here because, again, there's money to be made. And so it really just does come down to what are the steps that individual consumers can take, and you really have to be very proactive about this.
Dan Mitchinson, KCBS.